It can be difficult to thrive as a new and emerging artist. Our goal with this project is to increase exposure of new artists in the community and to showcase and share the new talents of the region's population with the greater community. This project will make it possible for new artists who lack significant financial support to be showcased on the radio. By engaging a younger demographic, this ensures that the art, culture, and history will thrive in Minnesota.
All right. Thank you, Taylor, for appearing on the New Artist on
Thanks
Air.
Thanks for having me.
What grade are you in?
Eighth grade.
You're in eighth grade? Mm-hmm. So you're graduating this year into ninth. You're going into the DL, I'm assuming the DL high school now. Yep. Is it going to be a big change? Are you ready for it?
I think so.
Have you incorporated any of that into your music?
No, not really.
Good, some good plot ideas. So how's this solo album going for you?
Good. It's coming along really good. I have some of my other people I work with.
Like, you want to name names?
Musicians.
Give them some credibility.
Taylor Tucker, Elise Lakin, Isaac Gleggie, Blake Franklin, and Simon Steinke.
Are they working on the whole album with you or just a few songs?
Just a few songs. Taylor Tucker's done one song. Elise has done one, and then the boys have done a couple with me.
How many songs do you have in the new album?
12 to 13.
Are you having a CD release party anytime soon?
Not that I know of.
Oh, some big plans then coming up. That's exciting, exciting. How do you feel about the new album?
I'm super excited to share it with my friends and family and stuff. I'm just saying that I have it for myself.
It's exciting, it's mm-hmm. exciting. So what are your summer plans coming up?
My mom has a daycare, so we're going to work with that. And then probably more music stuff and hang out with friends and stuff.
Are you planning on playing the fair this year?
If they ask us, yeah.
How's that process work? Do you have to do like a trial or send in any music, or do they just give you a call? Or
yeah, they just call Hutch, and then Hutch asks us if we'll do it with them.
How is it working with Hutch on this new album?
It's fun. I love it.
That's good. I work her hard.
It's exciting. So, or other than the fair, yeah, coming up this, I'm assuming here fairly shortly, what else do you have planned this summer?
We're doing the Pavilion gig with you guys.
The Niji Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Music and Arts Gala, third annual, coming up May 9th and 10th. Other than that, you've got, I'm assuming you're going to be doing the, what was it last year, the Pine Point Music Festival? I believe that is going on this year, isn't it?
I think so.
I believe it is. I believe Carly, I heard talking about it, which is going to be interesting. You want to get into some your music?
Sure.
All right. What's the name of this song?
This is called Almost a Perfect Love Song that I wrote.
You are almost the one for me. That was really, really good. This new album sounds amazing so far. Hutch, you've given me a few songs. Are those ones new on the album too?
Yes.
They are?
They're all songs that are on the album. And what's the name of your album?
Chance I Gotta Take.
Chance I Gotta Take.
That's the title cut. And all of them are original songs. We'll probably have about 12, I believe. Just kind of the normal number for albums.
Do you have any particular idea of when you'll be having it done?
We've only got like two or three songs.
Last Christmas.
Two or three songs.
Yeah, it was supposed to be done last Christmas. It was a Christmas present for my friends and family, but...
We're still working at it. It's very difficult to get... I work with a lot of young people, and it's very difficult to get them together. Everybody's... I hate to even use the word busy because it's kind of silly to even use that word anymore in our present-day culture. But I try to get them together when I can, and just like... Working, we've got some things going on with the Spring Gala here coming up for NEG Radio on the Arts and Music of Minnesota. Actually, it's Minnesota Arts and Music Gala. And so I've got someone coming together this weekend to work on their stuff because I want them to be prepared. and thank goodness I got them all together, so we're in good shape. But yeah, Taylor's been working on songs. She writes a lot of songs. I have a few students that are very, very great songwriters, and Taylor's lyrics are amazing, and she's very good with her music, too. So
Taylor, tell me about your songwriting, where it comes from, and where these ideas and thoughts originate.
Well, I'm only 14, so it's not really, like, from experience, necessarily, but, like, friends and family and stuff always talk about, oh, I can't believe he did this or he did that or, oh, I love him so much. So I just, like, can, like, get the feel of how they're feeling when they gossip, I guess, about how their relationship status is. So then I can just write about what they're feeling, necessarily, and kind of put it into my point of view.
So when did you write that song?
It was a while ago. I think it was when I, like, not necessarily first started, but like a year ago, probably.
Do you have any other collaborations with any other bands out there, other than the Torn Roses?
Yeah. Scaleshed, which is Isaac, Blake, and Simon. They work together, and they're awesome. I love working with them. They're all funny, and they're really good at their guitar playing and whatever they do. So it's so fun working with them.
That's good to hear. Mm-hmm. What's the most fun you have working with these individuals?
Oh, gosh. Well, they're all so goofy that they always just do weird stuff. And so, like, one of our past lessons, Blake and Simon stayed at the studio while me and Hutch went to Walmart to get some stuff. And then I came back and they had my shoes on, like, the microphones and stuff. And they were texting me pictures of them playing my guitar and, like, wearing my shoes and stuff. So we always do weird stuff like that.
That's got to be a lot of memorable moments. You guys are going to have a lot of memories to tell your kids in the future.
Yeah.
What are you planning with the Torn Roses? Anything in the near future?
Well, we don't really do anything together anymore. So, Marin...
Kind of been a falling out? Or
yeah, well, Marin Goldstein, she quit because she doesn't really like working with groups. She kind of, like, does individual stuff because it's just easier for her.
She likes the solo performance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So since she did that, we haven't really gotten together anymore. So
that's the same with some of the other ones, too.
Mm-hmm. And Taylor Tucker doesn't like performing in front of people anymore. It's just not fun for her.
Unless it's dance.
Unless it's dancing, yes. She doesn't like singing and playing guitar.
Yes, it's an art for some people, and other people, mm-hmm. just a side hobby, I guess. Mm-hmm. Some people love it more than others, which is still a good thing. So what's been the most difficult part, the most difficult piece about recording your first album?
Because
you said you did have a scheduled date for Christmas, so you had gifts.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, I guess it's just getting it all done and not messing up and...
Well, a lot of times it has to do with just... getting vocals. We just did one song. We just recorded put some more vocal parts in it last night because I thought there was some pitch issues, which we've been working on with things. And So she put down some new parts in that particular song, which is called Cat and Mouse. Great lyrics in that song, which I'm sure you'll probably be playing for the audience here. And it turned out great. But, you know, sometimes we have to go over things and check them out. We want to make sure that things sound right. Getting together, you know, is very difficult, as I mentioned previously, finding time. But so that's just some of the issues that you get into with especially younger people today, trying to get them into the studio.
Well, let's go ahead and see if I can get this cat and mouse here to play. That didn't work. So what's been the most exciting part about making this album?
Probably working with all the other musicians and stuff, and plus, like, hearing your songs come together with, like, the bass and the drums and extra stuff is so exciting. Like, it's one thing, like, sitting in your bedroom with the guitar, and it sounds fun, but then when it all comes together, it's just, like, so exciting.
I've also been working with Taylor on bass parts on her recorded stuff. She's doing her own bass parts.
She's doing her own bass, wow.
And some lead, some little riffs and things. I'm teaching her how to do that. So it's pretty much her that you're going to hear on a lot of the recorded songs, unless we've had the guests come in with vocals or sometimes guitar, bass, drums. We actually went to Simon's place and recorded drums, which we're going to do again, I believe. So we got some live drums on there in some of the songs.
Anything else, Taylor?
No.
No? Well, I know it's definitely going to be big, exciting to hear it on a big PA system. I know a lot of people say, a lot of other band members say, once you really hear it on a big, big sound system, that really changes the feel and aspect of it. So that'll be super exciting coming up in May for the gala. Do you want to play another song for us?
Sure. Okay, this one is Chance I Gotta Take, which is like the name of my album song. So this is like the main song on that. I know we've been talking for a while. I know I said I wouldn't fall. Something falls, it always breaks. But you're a chance, chance I gotta take.
So if you had to give the young inspiring artists out there some advice on how to make or how to set up or do an album, what would be your best advice?
Younger than you.
Younger than you. Because there are younger. I saw a 3-year-old play some killer drums.
Don't rush it. Because if you rush it, then it just turns out, like, not necessarily bad, but it's not as good. Like, it's not to the full potential as it could be. So that's why we're still making it instead of it being here by Christmas. So just don't rush it and have fun with it.
Some good advice. Hutch, you got any other advice?
The songs, I always tell my students, as far as singing goes, when they sing, whether it's a cover, well, actually when it's a cover, they should sing it as if it's their own. Put their own feelings into it. When it is yours, sing it like you mean it. That helps the vocals a lot more to come out, and people recognize that when they can hear that the person really means what they're singing. I think emotion has a lot to do with a good song, really. And I've been teaching, well, all my, the Taylor especially, you know, telling her to put her all into it. And she does a good job. She really gets into it. She has a passion for it. And that's another thing, too. I think if you have a passion for music and for your art, whatever the arts might be, you put your all into it, and it really makes a difference, you know.
All right, Taylor, do you got another one?
Mm-hmm. Fallen Deep.
Fallen Deep.
And who is this about?
I have no clue. To be completely honest, it doesn't even make sense. You have to think of it in a metaphorical term, because if you take it literal, it makes absolutely no sense.
Good job, Taylor.
Thank you.
When did you write that one?
A week or two ago, I guess. I think.
Do you know how many songs that you've written? Approximately.
Or how many books you have full?
Yeah, that was a good question.
Two and a half, three.
Something. Yeah, notebooks. So that's easily, well, probably 250 pages in a book. That's quite a bit. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of recording to do.
I know.
So tell me what it's like working with the new band,
Scale Shed is their band name.
How's that going? And what's... never mind. How's that going?
It's really fun. I love working with the boys. They're, like I said, they're so goofy, and it's just so much fun working with them.
How long ago did you start working with them?
A year ago, I guess. Yeah.
Scale Shed is actually a rather newly formed band too, by the three guys that she's talking about.
Are they all like within the DL area, or
one of them's from Perham? They met at their youth group that they do, and they get along really well. They're just good buddies. And so they've been working on stuff. They don't have actually enough material yet to put an album together, so they're actually a new band. But they're working on it. And then once again, if we can get them all together to get some stuff, you know, put together, we'll have an album. Because they love to do stuff. And they do a lot of covers. And actually, Blake Franklin is a very good writer. He's written quite a few songs. And Taylor actually wrote a song that Blake is actually playing and singing on, which is called...
Do What It Does.
And also, Blake has written a song. You know what that one's called?
One More Day.
And he asked Taylor to sing on that one. So it's kind of cool. It's a neat collaboration.
It's a new kind of like a side vocal or a harmony part? Or is it just like a chorus?
You'll be doing it at the gala.
Mm-hmm. We'll do it at the gala. So we'll see what we can do with it.
It's exciting. I'm excited to hear this. Do you got any more songs you want to play for me?
Sure.
We've got about, I'd say like 2-3 more minutes left here. Cool. Do you got some more you want to play?
Yeah, sure. Wrong way.
Is that a little playlist or a little?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
We try to be organized.
Try. Keyword. Here it is.
What's the name of this one?
Okay, this one's called 1 through 10.
What's 1 through 10?
What is 1 through 10?
It'll make sense when I sing it. It's kind of hard to explain.
Okay.
Closer to 10.
back where we began. You're a curse, you're a drug, and I'm under your spell. You're a nightmare, you're a dream, but you still get into me. Won't say no, but I can't say yes. Can I pick a number 1 through 10? See if I'm closer or farther to you.
So tell me about that song. It sounds kind of like a metaphorical, if he picks a number and then I pick it, kind of look at the same, see if there's a compatibility there. That's kind of what it sounded like, what I was taking from it, the metaphorical compatibility of mm-hmm. someone.
Yeah, it's kind of like you like someone, but you don't want to like them. So it's kind of like the should I or shouldn't I mixed emotion internal battle.
So Taylor, do you have a SoundCloud account, or is your music on Facebook?
I don't really use Facebook. I have Instagram. I kind of put all my stuff on there. I put, like, whatever I can on there. I try to, anyways.
Hutch, do you integrate Reverb Nation into, like,
distributing? Oh, I'm familiar with that. We haven't done anything with that at this time. That's a good suggestion. We did do a music video on Chance I Gotta Take. She doesn't want to talk about it, but it turned out pretty well. Oh, you want to talk about it? Excuse me. But meanwhile, back at Taylor.
So Taylor, tell me about your music video.
Well, Taylor Tucker and Isaac were in it, and in the beginning, it's kind of like I like him and I want to tell him, but at the same time, I can't tell him because what if he doesn't like me back? You know. So then she pulls the whole tell him before you lose him because so-and-so has her eye on him. And you know how it goes when she wants someone or whatever. So then after that, she, like, texts him whatever from my phone. And then me and Isaac are a thing, I guess, quotations there, in the music video. And then we're, like, hanging out and we go to, like, Cherry Berry and the La Brista and have a cinnamon roll, was it? Mm-hmm. And then we're, like, just hanging out and whatever. And then by the end of the music video, I think we're kind of, like, it's like we're official, but at the same time, it kind of leaves you guessing, like, did they make it official or not?
Now, this is another task-oriented or orientated, I don't know what the correct word is, excuse my English, but it takes a lot to do a music video. There's a lot of scenes, different things you have to do. Then there's editing. It takes a long time. They want to do a joke video of the same song. And I'm thinking, that wait.
Correction, we're going to do a joke video.
Oh, jeez. Okay. That'll be coming out in 2017. Along with her album. And the Chance I Gotta Take tour.
I hope not that long. I hope it doesn't take that long.
Me too.
All right, Taylor, I want to thank you for coming on to the New Artist on Air. Before you go, do you want to give him one more song?
Sure.
Taylor, is there any dedications you want to give to the producers of your album, the people helping you, anyone involved with it?
There's Hutch, Taylor Tucker, Elise Lakin, Isaac Gleggie, Blake Franklin, and Simon Stenke.
All right.
Am I pronouncing his last name right? Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Taylor, for appearing on the New Artist on Air.
Thanks for having me.
You have a good day.
You too.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.